On November 8th, Florida voters will have a second chance to pass a medical marijuana amendment that was narrowly defeated 2 years ago. Opponents believe even this revised amendment could result in a drug epidemic similar to one faced by the state several years ago. But supporters say that access to medical marijuana is not sufficient in Florida, even though laws have been loosened. Jeff Brandis is a Republican state senator in Florida, opposed the amendment back in 2014, now in favor of it. Senator Brandis, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
What's changed here? I mean, is the impetus of this amendment or is this of this ballot measure to get access to people who are in medical need of marijuana?
Well, I think what's changed really is the, you know, we've tried to move a bill through the legislature for the last 2 years. Originally, I didn't support the bill or the amendment back in 2014 because, you know, constitutional amendments are essentially take it or leave it offers. They don't offer themselves to amendment during the process of why people are voting. They're really take it or leave it offers by to the people of the state of Florida. And I thought the better way to do it was to vet it through committee, answer some of the questions, have public testimony, kind of do it, use the process. And put forward two bills, one in 2014, one in 2015, on that topic and with the desire to have the conversation. But my colleagues had no desire to have the conversation. And so now, you know, we're left with a position of I still think the best way to do it is through committee, but I'm not willing to wait 10 years. And so people in my state want to have access. We saw this in 2014 where 58% of Floridians voted for medical marijuana. In Florida, we need 60% to put something in the Constitution.
So do you think the position of Attorney General Bondi is the key here in that she's decided not to oppose this ballot measure?
No, I mean, I think, you know, this has gone through our Supreme Court. They've reviewed the ballot language. They've agreed to, that it should go on through the Constitution. They've gotten the required number of signatures from Floridians, and those have been validated. So they've followed the exact right, the correct process, and I think they've really tightened the language down. This is a very different constitutional amendment from 2014. This one is much tighter, much more focused, handles children in a very different way, and it really addresses some of the concerns that the critics had back in 2014 that I think many were legitimate.
And so you think this is in large part a realization that basically, the majority of Floridians want something like this to pass, and this is the one.
That's correct. I mean, I think our polling shows that where it's polling over 70%. That's a super, you know, incredible majority. We had the ultimate poll because we actually had a very similar language back in 2014, and we had 58% of Floridians vote for it. And, you know, speaking to my colleagues in the legislature, I think there's a vast majority of them that support this policy and want to see us move forward.
Why not go all the way towards legality like the state of Washington or Colorado?
It's just not. I don't think anybody's there yet. I don't think there's the 60% votes there for that. I think even moving that through the legislature would be exceptionally difficult, seeing how difficult it is just to discuss medical marijuana. I think we're having a discussion, and I think that's the important piece. And right now we're focused on medical marijuana and having individuals have access to that.
What is this charge that continues to be surfaced by opponents that a drug epidemic may result as a consequence of this law passing?
Well, I think my constituents are concerned more with distribution facilities, that they don't want distribution facilities on every street corner. And I think the constitutional amendment provides the legislature with some authority to regulate. And so we'll allow the cities and counties to regulate how the distribution centers are set up and how many can go in each city or county, those types of things. And that's really, if you talk to my constituents, that's their number one issue. On the issue of kind of this drug epidemic, you know, nobody has died, to my knowledge, from an overdose of medical marijuana. And so we have a huge crisis in opioids, though, in Florida and around the country. I mean, Florida was for years considered the pill mill capital of the United States. And it's personally affected my family in with that epidemic. And so, you know, I think the story really needs to be that moving forward, medical marijuana may address some of those issues.
Moving marijuana to the back burner and opioids to the front burner is the consensus there. Florida State Senator Jeff Brandis, thanks so much.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.